I mean, I don't know, maybe some of you have oyster stuffing ready for your Christmas dinner today. If you do, there's a chance those oysters will have come from the Chesapeake Bay. For centuries, Chesapeake oysters were harvested on skipjacks. These are tall, sleek, single-masted sailboats. But the skipjacks are mostly gone now. They've been replaced by more efficient, less majestic ways of fishing. However, one skipjack captain refuses to fade away.
If this boat right here could talk right now, this boat would tell you all about me.
That is the voice of 78-year-old Kermit Travers. He's one of the first and last African-American skipjack captains. He's been sailing the Chesapeake for most of his life. He spoke to us from his home port of Cambridge, Maryland, about his 7 decades on the water.
I started shucking oysters when I was a little boy, 8 years old. The family was poor. We had 8 sisters. And I was the only boy. My father had a heart condition. He couldn't work. My mother had to carry on the family by herself. So when I got up to the 10th grade, she said, I want you to stop school because you got to be the man of the family now. I said, okay. First time I saw skipjack, I was 10 years old. I was impressed. In 1958, the captain was looking for a crew. He just bought this new boat, asked me, he said, have you ever worked on a skipjack? I said, no, sir. He said, you willing to learn? I said, yes, sir. We'd leave like a Sunday or a Monday morning. We didn't step foot on land no more till that Friday. So we had to sleep on the boat, do everything on the boat. One man worked for a week, and he said, I'm not coming back. He said, it's too damn hard for me. Some of them didn't stay that long. I think it was in the early 80s. I really didn't want to be a captain at the time. The cook would tell me, he said, hurry up and drink your coffee, because you got to take the wheel. Said, captain got to sit down, because he had cramps in his legs. So I told him, I said, let somebody else take it. He said, no, we're going to make a captain of you. I said, no, you're not. We had black and white crews, and all of us, we stuck together, we worked together, just like brothers. Very few black captains. I think it was about 4 other than myself. 1980, got my back busted up. It was slippery on deck, and my feet slipped and busted the lower part of my back up. I stayed off the water about 4 or 5 years, and then after I had my operation, I went back on the water, crazy, because I love the water. I don't regret none of it. I don't regret none of it, because if I couldn't see a skipjack around, I think I'd be lost.
That is 78-year-old Kermit Travers, one of the last African-American skipjack captains on the Chesapeake Bay. And by the way, he spent nearly 60 years on the water without a life jacket, and he couldn't swim.